Hello, everyone. This is John Feeney for the Squad Sports Network. And before I get going here with the Providence Sky Chiefs podcast, allow me to offer my apologies to one of my friends and one of the local voices for the Providence Sky Chiefs, Stone Freeman. Stone was gracious enough to come on the air with Squad Sports for an interview this afternoon. And unfortunately, there were some technical difficulties that prevented me from uploading that interview or that podcast to our site. So I offer my apologies to Stone. Hopefully Stone will be gracious enough to come back on and we'll have all the technical issues resolved. During that interview, Stone was gracious enough, as I said, to come on the air. And we discussed a number of things. We discussed Stone's pursuit of sports media and journalism now that he's in college, where he's working at, he's calling some of the URI games. I think at this point, mostly basketball, but some football, doing some work for 90.3 out of the University of Rhode Island. We also discussed Cam Brennan and his work along with Remy Morris at LaSalle University, the three of them, Bishop Hendrickson graduates who did quite a lot of work for the Hawk Sports Network. We also discussed his having had the opportunity to once again do play-by-play for the Providence Sky Chiefs. Something that hopefully Stone, Cam, and probably a couple other guys from Bishop Hendrickson will have the opportunity to do in the near future during the course of this spring, winter, spring basketball season for the Chiefs. And we also discussed his take on the Providence Sky Chiefs having come off an ABA regional title last year in only their first year of existence, and as well as there being the newest entry in the Premier Basketball League. Stone had quite a bit to say there, and I guess in this sense I'll have to speak for him. The Premier Basketball League certainly is considered to be more or less the triple A of professional basketball. It's certainly a step up. The ABA is no question a nice league, but there are quite a few different rules. Stone elaborated on that. We discussed that to an extent. Quite a few different rules, and obviously when you get into the minor leagues, professional basketball, there's certainly more of an emphasis on offense for the fans' benefit than for anything else. Because the fans certainly love to see high-scoring games, and the ABA certainly delivered that. In the PBL, there's certainly some high scoring, and some emphasis on offense as well, as the Sky Chiefs' season-opening 114 to 103 loss indicates. A lot of three-point shooting, a lot of good three-point shooters. Matter of fact, Stone had quite a bit to say about Pawtucket's Shane DeRosa, the Sky Chiefs' leading scorer. Certainly seems to have picked up just where he left off. I believe he led the team in scoring in the season opener the other night. Stone also had some takeaways, takeaways and some bright spots with regards to Sunday's game, that being in addition to DeRosa's performance. He was also very effusive in his praise for head coach Kyle Ivey-Jones and the entire Sky Chiefs organization as a whole. Antonio Lopes, the general manager, Giovanni Ferrosi, the owner, who have done a remarkable job in putting together such a solid program in basically in a calendar year, maybe just a bit over that. You also have Deb Weinrich, who has been more than gracious in her willingness to allow younger guys, talented guys, and somewhat experienced guys, given their age, but younger guys to gain some experience doing play-by-play. He had nothing but good things to say about his experiences over the course of the last year with the Sky Chiefs, in addition to what he and Cam experienced the other night. That entire game, by the way, can still be seen here on the Squad It is embedded into our Providence Sky Chiefs page, and as a matter of fact, every single Sky Chiefs game, while the primary league platform for the Premier Basketball League is at thecube.com, it may just as well be easier for Sky Chiefs fans to watch the games here on the Squad Sports Network, as the home feed is already embedded on the Sky Chiefs page, and then on a game-by-game basis when they're on the road, I'll make every effort to have the away feed embedded as well. So at least every Sky Chiefs game that is broadcast or streamed should be available here on the Squad Sports Network. So just be sure for all of your Sky Chiefs information that you continue to click on us here at the Squad. We'll have more articles. We'll have more blogs posted. Hopefully, game by game analysis, and hopefully, we'll be hearing more from Stone, Cam, and some other younger play-by-play personalities in the near future. The Sky Chiefs are in action next this Saturday, when they will be in upstate New York to take on the Rochester Razor Sharks, and we should have all the action right here. So, for Stone Freeman, to whom I once again offer my apologies for the technical breakdown, and for the Providence Sky Chiefs, this is John Feeney for the Squad Sports Network, and we'll be, once again, hopefully we'll be hearing from you soon, and we'll be back at you.